Hello everyone and welcome to the AstroPH Daily Review podcast by Mikhail Lisagov, episode 21. Today is still 2020, November 26th, and the paper I've read today brought me a lot of fun and I want to share it with you. So the paper authored by Rodrigo Neiman with co-authors and entitled The First AI Simulation of a Black Hole. It is actually a conference proceeding. It is quite short and is written with a good sense of humor. So, the abstract. We report the results from our ongoing pilot investigation of the use of deep learning techniques for forecasting the state of turbulent flows onto black holes. Deep neural networks seem to learn well black hole accretion physics and evaluate the accretion flow orders of magnitude faster than traditional numerical solvers, while maintaining a reasonable accuracy for a long time. Of course, I was attracted by the title, and before I started reading, I must admit I was quite skeptical about the content. But in reality, the proposed idea is quite reasonable. So, the authors first acknowledged that numerical simulations are quite a long process and they require a lot of computing power and a lot of time to finish. But ideally, this simulation should run for much shorter time than a typical PhD timescale. And the main idea of the paper is to try to use deep learning algorithms to predict the outcome of real numerical simulations. And these deep learning algorithms would know nothing about physics. They just should be trained on a large amount of data. And this training sample was taken from their own numerical simulations of the black hole accretion. So, in their numerical simulation, the distribution of gas densities around the black hole were computed, and the authors used 67% of these data for training, 12% for cross-validation, and 20% for testing. And the main question was, would this deep learning model be able to predict the future states of the density field around the black hole? And as it is apparent from the presented images, the deep learning algorithm works pretty well. It can predict the state and distribution of the density around the black hole quite accurately, even on timescales of tens of dynamical times of the system. But the model, which was used in real numerical simulations, is quite smooth, with no apparent peculiarities or turbulence, and it probably changes only a little over time. So it seems that for the deep learning algorithm, it should be quite easy to predict the future states of this system. And the good thing is that the authors really understand this, that some future testing is required on more complex models, in more complex simulations. And to enable any future use of this approach, there should be a really outstanding evidence that this deep learning approach provides reliable results in many different cases. The good thing about this deep learning technique is that it runs almost three orders of magnitude faster than the initial numerical simulation code. And as the authors conclude, and I like this phrase, the future seems bright for black hole numerical investigations. Fortunately, since these deep learning algorithms know nothing about physics, human scientists will still be required for the research. While reading this paper, I came up with a use case of this deep learning technique, which seems interesting to me. Imagine we have performed observations in segments of different length with gaps between these segments. It would be very interesting to use the available data to train the algorithm to fill these gaps. If you know of any research that goes this way, or if you have any comments, please let me know. I think I will start a group on the Facebook to enable these kind of discussions. So, thank you for listening today, and see you tomorrow.